This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, August the 23rd. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today, it's Find Your Inner Nerd Day. When we hear that, we might be inclined to smile, maybe even roll our eyes and picture someone with thick glasses, a pocket protector, and their nose buried into a book. But today isn't about stereotypes and outdated labels. It's about celebrating our curiosity, the kind that grabs our attention and pulls us in just because something fascinates us. It's about the sheer joy of it, our nerdism. To find our inner nerd is to embrace what sparks our interest, no matter how unexpected or quirky it might be. It could be astronomy or antique buttons, or spreadsheets full of numbers, or things about Shakespeare, robotics, or Renaissance art, even Neanderthals. It's our nerdiness. And our nerdiness is simply passion paired with curiosity. Each of us is unique, and the possibilities of what can pull us in and capture our imagination are endless. And yet, we live in a world that often asks us to conform, to stay surface level and move on quickly. Finding time to dig in, to immerse ourselves into something deeply, is almost an act of quiet rebellion. We're bucking the trend. It's also a path to meaning, to joy, and to purpose when we follow our passion. So today, we're going to celebrate the nerds, not in the mocking way the word was once used, but in the best possible sense. Not so long ago, nerd was used to tease the quiet student, the bookworm, the one who cared too much about comics or grades or science or obscure facts. But the word has been reclaimed. Now, a nerd is someone who is passionate, who's curious and committed, someone who learns constantly and explores the world deeply and sometimes even obsessively. Simply put, a nerd is someone who cares. A person who cares deeply. And in a time when apathy can seem like the default, caring deeply is something to be proud of. As we look to find our own inner nerds, we're also looking to reconnect with our best selves. It's the part of us that lights up when we discover something new, when we solve a problem, when we read a good book, when we organize a space just right, or explore a subject that just won't let us go. And there's science to support this. A 2021 study found that 80% of adults who identify as highly curious also reported greater satisfaction with their careers, their hobbies, and their relationships. And a University of Cambridge study found that people who embrace curiosity, often labeled as nerds, report higher emotional resilience and better adaptability in stressful situations. So yes, being a nerd isn't just endearing, it's powerful, and it's practical, and it's amazing. In fact, some of the people once labeled nerds as children or teens, those too intense, too bookish, too introverted individuals, have become the heroes of our society. Would we have Einstein's theories, Da Vinci's visions, or Marie Curie's discoveries without nerds? Would we have had a tech revolution from Bill Gates or an AI breakthrough from Geoffrey Hinton without that same passionate, nerdy drive? Let me tell you about someone I went to school with. His name was Edward. Edward wore thick glasses and always had a book in his hand. He always kept to himself and never really mingled with the crowd. At the time, he was seen as odd. He didn't fit in. But he loved science. He loved reading. and he loved following the passion all the way to becoming a doctor. Edward didn't stop there. He dedicated his life to medical research, working to find cures for diseases and teaching generations of medical students as a university professor. His quiet, nerdy passion for knowledge and healing made a real difference in this world. And yet I can still see him standing there, pushing his glasses back on his nose, a book in hand. So yes, sometimes the nerds of our school days turn out to be the heroes of today. And nerds don't just exist in science labs. They're in every field. A 2023 Harvard Business Review article on innovation and teamwork found that the most successful companies thrive when they include deep specialists, people who bring laser-focused knowledge and insight to a group. In other words, they're nerds. As writer and entrepreneur Brené Brown once said, "Owning our story and loving ourselves through that process is the bravest thing we'll ever do." That includes loving our nerdy side, the part of us that's not afraid to go deep, the part that gets excited by knitting or bookkeeping or World War II documentaries or Star Trek or math puzzles or even organizing sock drawers. Whatever it is, if it lights us up, that's our inner nerd speaking. And today, we're encouraged to listen. Simon Sinek said, "Working hard for something we don't care about is called stress. Working hard for something we love is called passion." So let's honor the passion. Let's stop holding back what makes us tick. And instead, let's let it out. Let's let it shine. And if you're listening and wondering where to begin, or you're curious about the subjects we discuss here every Saturday on From a Woman's Perspective, you're in the right place today, because your team of experts is here to share their knowledge, their experience, and yes, their inner nerds. Today, we'll hear health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, hearing advice from Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, home dental care from Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready. We'll get support for a healthier life from Christine, the health coach, and talk relationships with matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. And I'll be your wardrobe doctor and share a nerdy story. But first, after one important message about organ donation, we'll begin with financial guidance from Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. I am Marilyn Waston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. Have a great, happy Saturday.
Thank you. So what are we talking about today, Kevin? Have you got an inner nerd?
I have an inner nerd. I think every financial planner on the planet has an inner nerd. I'm going to talk about tailored solutions. And then I'm not going to offer a solution, but I'm going to talk about the myriad of factors that might go in. So in the spirit of our inner nerdism, a good financial planner will be neither formulaic nor restrictive in our approach to your financial well-being. One size does not fit all. Your personal circumstances and your evolving needs will help determine what we can do for you. You are not numbers and formulas, nor are you actuarial tables, nor tax or accounting rules. Each of you are individuals with varying degrees of capacity to make decisions, allocate financial assets, acquire insurance products, understand investment concepts, take care of loved ones in need. Simple questions such as, when should I start my Canada Pension Plan or old age security, when can depend upon your current and future income needs, your tax status, willingness or ability to continue to work, your longevity stats and your current health, your ability to defer income in tax shelters or convert income to tax-free distributions of capital. I could go on. In my website at www.fullcirclefinancial.ca, I have two quotes which might be relevant to our discussion. If you're having trouble seeing something, change the perspective. And the other is, do something today that your future self will thank you for. In both instances, as a good financial planner, we give you answers to questions that you might know you might not know you had. By giving you the benefit of our inner nerd and introducing you to the strategies, products, and options which enhance your financial well-being, the simple question of whether to take your CPA or OAS now or delay it to a later date is both simple and complex, but can be known. A corollary question is, when should you convert your RSP to a RIF or convert your locked-in retirement account to a life income fund? Should I take the minimum amount or should I maximize my payouts? So much depends on whether other assets you have, your current and future tax status, who holds the bulk of your RSP savings, the husband or the wife, what are your age differences, inheritances or not. If you are like so many Canadians now who have saved diligently, maybe you have several pots of money, an RSP, an investment account, a tax-free savings account, maybe a pension, a paid-for home, vacation, or cottage property. What estate plans or goals do you have? Children, grandchildren, nuclear family or blended family, or children from separate marriages, and maybe a child you have had together. Maybe one child is gifted and very successful, and another is less talented and may have a greater need. Will the gifted, successful child sacrifice so that their parents can be a bit more generous with the other? The cavalcade of questions can stretch out over time and evolve. The combination of factors can lead to a plethora of decisions and strategies. If this very brief foray into the myriad of questions and possibilities appear daunting, then maybe a dedicated professional financial planner who has accessed their inner nerd and is capable of synthesizing all of these factors into a simple, straightforward, and compelling plan of action for you is or should be in your immediate future.
Well, Kevin, I can identify with people who don't like to talk about numbers and really don't have a good sense of investing. In fact, I know nothing, so I learn week to week from you. And none of us know what we don't know. So if financial planning isn't part of your nerdism, maybe you'd like to speak to Kevin Giffen, an enabler and a person who has answers, because his nerdism falls under money and financial planning and all the things that maybe some of us aren't good at. So Kevin, if someone wants to speak to you, no obligation, just find out what it's about and what they should do, how do we reach you?
Yeah, you could try sending me an email to ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca, or you can pick up the phone, 416-708-6229.
ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial. That's a good one, because we all can use help when it comes to investing our money and sleeping at night. And the phone number, Kevin Giffen, Full Circle Financial, 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. Different nerdisms can complement one another. And if you want someone in your corner that's a financial planner with over 30 years of experience and someone who knows money matters, then give Kevin a call. I'll repeat the number, 416-708-6229. Thank you, Kevin, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. To your listeners, have a great, great weekend.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs, a seating width of 18 inches, ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great? Meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is here, and I believe we're going to talk about our eye health. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So yes, our eye health is very important, and vision changes can happen a lot throughout our lifetime. And certainly we can have perfect vision when we're small, but perhaps things, you know, can get blurrier as we get older. And a lot of my patients will experience redness and dry eyes. And these are common issues that can be signs that our eyes need a little extra care and attention. Now, of course, going to your eye doctor is really important, especially to have annual checkups to rule out any sort of eye diseases. But certainly from a naturopathic perspective, there's certainly some help to we can discuss to help with vision. And progressive vision loss can occur for many different reasons in patients, for example. There's the natural aging process. So certainly as time goes by, most of us, you know, we develop a condition where we gradually lose our eyes' ability to focus on objects close up. And usually this tends to affect people around the age of 40, and glasses and contact lenses are often very helpful. Other things that we need to be aware of are cataracts, and this is an age-related condition which causes cloudy patches develop in the clear lens of the eye. And it stops light from reaching through to the back of the eye, and that could lead to blurred or misty vision. Age-related macular degeneration, this is actually one of the leading causes of vision loss in people over 50. And it tends to develop over time and causes blurring of our central vision. And it can lead to difficulty reading, using a computer, or even watching television. Now, on the naturopathic side, for example, you know, the types of things that we might deal with, for example, is just eye strain, and certainly that can come from overuse of screens. So, you know, if people are spending a significant portion of the time looking at their screens, their phones, their computers, the eyes become accustomed to focusing on that surface, and it becomes more difficult for them to adjust and focus on object in the distance. So that could become a problem, and eye strain is a big area that certainly I have a discussion with my patients about. Genetics, some people are more likely to develop certain eye conditions, for example, glaucoma or short-sightedness. And certainly diet and using excessive alcohol for consumption or smoking, all these can affect our vision. So having an overall good health can prevent our eyesight from getting worse over time. So let's talk a little bit about a few tips for improving our eye health through diet. Studies have found that certain vitamins and minerals found in foods can play a preventive role. And we think about vitamins that are high in vitamin A and C and E, things like citrus fruits and berries and chickpeas, red meat, for example, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, eggs, and omega-3 fatty acids actually have been found to contribute to retinal health because of their anti-inflammatory properties that really maintain our eyes' protective tear film. And I always recommend with patients, if they're planning on using supplements, to really consult a naturopathic doctor to make sure that those supplements are right for you and they're not interacting with any other medications that you might be taking. But certainly, you know, consult your ophthalmologist before starting any new supplements because of the health conditions that people might have. But certainly, lifestyle support, including, you know, stopping smoking, drinking plenty of water. Actually, most adults need about 2 liters of water a day to stay hydrated, especially in our hot climate, of course. And try to really limit our screen time. The blue light has harmful effects on the retina, especially after sunset when the natural light phases. So you really need to take a break from the screens every 20 minutes and look away at something about 20 feet away to just give yourself a little bit of a break. But certainly if people have any questions and they want some naturopathic support for eye health, please, they're welcome to give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
To deal with your eye health or any aspect of your health naturally, give Dr. Betty a call. She offers a complimentary 15-minute consultation by phone or in person. The number, 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
No matter what our passion, the one thing we need to explore it is to be able to hear what's going on around us and to communicate well. To help us hear our best, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, somewhere along the way, the word nerd got a makeover. It used to be a jab, something you'd call someone who was too into tech or too obsessed with details. But these days, being called a nerd is practically a compliment. And honestly, I'll take it. Because let's be real, nerds make the world work. They're the ones who care enough to go the extra step, who notices what others miss, who keeps asking why until they understand something from every angle. They're the quiet ones in the background, fine-tuning, researching, adjusting, so the rest of us can move through life with little more ease. And if I'm being honest, I fit that description to a T. Problem-solving is my superpower. It always has been. Whether it's a complicated patient case or a hearing aid that just won't cooperate, I feel that itch, the one that just won't let go until the problem is solved. That's my inner nerd. He doesn't rest until things make sense. And that's what drives me every day in my clinic. I meet people who've been told this is the best it gets. People who've started tuning out, not just the sounds around them, but the conversations, the social time, even the loved ones. And to me, that's not acceptable. That's not where the story ends. And that's where the nerd in me steps in, because when I take the time, pull apart the layers, check the programming, test the acoustics, even reevaluate the ear shape and canal resonance, suddenly that person who thought they were stuck starts hearing again. And more importantly, they start living again. Sure, it's not flashy work, it's not always visible, but it's meaningful. And I think that's the power of embracing your inner nerd. So today, if you have a passion, a curiosity, or a skill that others might call too much, whether it's tuning bikes, analyzing data, or just adjusting a hearing aid down to the decibel, don't hide it. That quiet obsession, it's not a flaw. That's your strength. And let it shine.
So basically, anyone who wants the help of a nerd, someone who's a great problem solver and who can fine-tune our hearing, give Edmund Ivazian and Hearing Aid Source Centers a call. Edmund, your number?
The number is 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. You can't go wrong when you deal with someone who's passionate about what they do and has a great reputation and experience so that they can help you hear your best. That's Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. 416-754-4327. You'll be glad that you're dealing with nerds. Bye, Edmund, until next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
When you're ready to meet someone new, it takes positive action, time to reach out to an experienced, successful matchmaker who listen to you and then help you find the right person. Here, your From a Woman's Perspective team has our very own Cupid. That's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So as you know, or may not know, I'm not sure, I go through the happy couples that I have in my books over the years every once in a while just to call through and remind myself of all the good work we do, I guess. Anyway, I was talking to a couple, Sheena and Guy, really, really nice couple. They've been together for just over a year, and they moved in together. He's renovating his house so that they can rent that out and are going to buy somewhere together in Toronto, and they're just kind of trying to figure out where they want to be right now. But they're a great couple. She actually came on a payment plan because she's retired and she's on a fixed income. So she could only afford just over $100 a month. And so she said, you know, I really want to do this, but this is my financial situation. And interestingly enough, she's still making the last few of her payments because she met him almost immediately after coming on board. So quite interesting. And he's a lovely, lovely man. He's actually been a client for quite a while. And he would say to me, you know, I just keep forgetting to call on Thursday, or I forget calling to put my name on the list. So he was with the service for quite a while, but he said they're just so happy. He said they haven't even had so much as a fight yet. And he was telling me about the first time they'd met, and they met at this restaurant, and there was a parking garage, and turned out they had parked basically side by side, but he wanted to ask her, would you like me to walk you to your car? But he felt like that might be too creepy or pushy, or he didn't want her to kind of get the wrong idea. But it turned out that when he went to his car, they were parked side by side. So anyway, they're very happy together, and it's great for us to be able to touch base with these people and keep in touch with them. And especially when it turns out that well, it's just wonderful. And so hopefully wedding bells are in their future.
You obviously are good at what you do and you love what you do. Anyone who wants to speak to you and get a complimentary consultation, how do we reach you?
To do is to give our office a call at 1-877-334-9041, or if you're busy and you want to do it quickly, you can go on our website, mistyriverintros.com, pick a time that works for you, and we will call you at that time and do an interview either by video or phone. It is a free consultation, so it doesn't cost you or obligate you. You can join if you wish. You can go away and think about it if you wish. So it's a nice way to kind of get more information on the service, find out more about us, and make sure it's something you want to go ahead with.
So the phone number, it's the office I know opens at 10 o'clock today, 1-877-334-9041. Give Misty River a call, speak to Linda or one of her team, and find out if perhaps you can be part of a happy couple and meet the right person. 1-877-334-9041. Thanks, Linda, and we'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
For some of us, our inner nerd loves to read. For others, we want to get lost in the forest. For some of us, muscles are important. And for denturist Suzanne Salga, our dental health is important. Teeth are speaking to her, and she helps anyone by coming to their home. And she's here with us today to explain what Denture Ready is all about. So good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thank you for having me back on your show. Today, I wanted to share a bit about my mobile denture practice and how I combine traditional denture procedures with the latest digital tools. This approach is opening exciting doors, not just for me as a denturist, but for my patients too, helping ensure that they get the best possible outcomes. Digital dentures are quickly becoming the future of our profession, and it's something we're all learning to embrace. And I make it a priority to stay up to date so I can offer all the services that people need. Traveling to patients who can't easily get to a clinic will share any specific conditions right up front so that in the extended complimentary consultation, we can discuss more. And when I introduce the digital aspect of treatment plans and explain what's possible with the latest technology, I often see patients light up. Many are thrilled to have access to technology they've been waiting for, almost like a futuristic gadgets we all loved in childhood movies and shows. It's exciting, and it's really giving them the confidence knowing that these options are available. With my mobile denture practice, I've always been focused on helping people get back to smiling, eating, and enjoying life with dentures that fit precisely from day to day one. With the latest digital technology, I'm able to provide that it's more accurate and comfortable, which means fewer adjustments so they can return to the food that they love. These digital advancements help with other solutions too, like custom sleep apnea, teeth whitening trays, or even 3D printed metal partial dentures. A precise fit makes a huge difference in comfort and effectiveness. I'd like to share an example. A patient of mine, Douglas, is in a wheelchair and has a condition where his head and neck are tilted to one side. And that makes it really difficult and challenging to get the traditional impressions. By using a digital scanner, I was able to capture his mouth accurately and comfortably, right in the comfort of his home. This allowed me to deliver dentures that fit to the exact match of his mouth. Douglas could eat, speak, and smile with confidence again, and needed far fewer adjustments than ever before. And because of the digital aspect, follow-up appointments are faster and more efficient. It's precise, so denture adjustments are minimal, and I can really focus on making sure I've given proper attention to patient comfort and chief concerns for problem-free dentures, no matter the technique, feeling confident and comfortable without many long visits. And remember, when it comes to your future of your smile, it's a bit like the Jetsons or Captain Kirk. You boldly go where no smile has gone before. I'm just a phone call away. Whenever you're ready or wherever you are, I'm Suzanne Salga. You can call me today to discuss more. 647-204-4478. I promise you'll be glad you reached out. And for those who remember Laugh-In or even classics like Forbidden Planet, stories that always remind us that the future was full of possibilities, well, that future is here now, and it's ready for you.
I'm taking a breath because when I talk about dentistry at home, people say, does she have a big bus? Does she have a big truck? How can she do things? But because you're talking about digital scanning and high-tech approaches to dentistry, you give problem-free dentures to people, you help people like Douglas, and you do it all from your heart. So I'm really glad that you're part of the From a Woman's Perspectives team. And I think anybody listening who wants to explore the idea of having dentistry at home for any need, then give Suzanne Salga a call. It's Denture Ready, and her number is 647-204-4478. That's 647-204-4478. Call Denture Ready and ask for the captain, denturist Suzanne Salga. Thank you, Suzanne, for sharing that information about how you approach dentistry at home. And I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you. There's so many more stories that we can share, Marilyn. I appreciate it.
We will explore them together week by week. And thanks again, Suzanne.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Suzanne Salga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, and one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is here. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I wanted to talk about resetting and reviewing our priorities. And we want to know, are we doing well? Well, one of the most important priorities that everyone needs to have is looking at their cardiac risks. We know that heart and stroke are the number one killers in Canada. And so when we're looking at healthy habits to protect our heart and protect our brain, we really want to look at our diet, and certainly eating foods that are low in saturated fat may be helpful. We want to eat foods that are high in fiber, lots of fruits and vegetables, limiting salt, limiting sugar, and limiting alcohol. It's important to keep your weight at a reasonable level for your body type. We know that physical activity is really important. You shouldn't be smoking. There's no safe amount. And while different guidelines give you different numbers in terms of how much alcohol is safe, generally less is better. And if you do have medical conditions, maybe cholesterol, maybe high blood pressure, whatever it is, diabetes, you want to be sure that you're taking your medication and managing these chronic illnesses as best you can so that they don't impact on your heart health. So bottom line, care about your heart. You want your heart to be healthy. You want your brain to be healthy. Manage your chronic diseases. Don't smoke. Eat properly. Exercise. And watch that alcohol.
It's the perfect time to reset your priorities. We get useful advice and clear language from Dr. Vivian Brown. The book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Ask for it in your local bookstore or log on to drvivianbrown.com or call me for a signed copy, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Thanks, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Marilyn.
One person that helps everyone achieve their dream when it comes to downsizing and decluttering and moving. Her name, Sharon Parenteau, and she's our downsizing realtor here on the team of From a Woman's Perspective. She offers smart realty solutions, and she's here now. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm not sure if you and your listeners have heard of AI or artificial intelligence, but I decided to ask ChatGPT for fun facts about Canadian seniors in honor of our nation's upcoming birthday. Here's what it came up with. Number one, there are more seniors than ever. With our numbers surpassing 7 million, there are now more seniors in Canada than the entire population of the Greater Toronto Area. Number two, 65 is the new 45. Canadian seniors are living longer and better lives than ever before. With more years in our life and life in our years, many seniors can expect to live two decades or more past retirement age. Number three is all about the tech-savvy grannies and grandpas. Over 80% of Canadian seniors are online, including on social media platforms like Facebook or even TikTok. From paying bills to FaceTiming faraway family, being online is an important part of modern life for seniors. Number four, Canadian seniors are volunteering superheroes. More than any other age group, we rock the volunteer community by joining, helping, and donating. Number five, Canada's quiet millionaires. Did you know that more than two-thirds of the country's wealth is held by seniors? Whether in RRSPs or real estate, the wealth that is about to be transferred to the next generations amounts to $1 trillion, according to Statistics Canada. Number six, home is where the heart is. Given the choice, more than 90% of Canadian seniors would prefer to age in place at home. When that isn't the desired choice, thank goodness there are specialty real estate agents like moi to help with the transition. Number seven, seniors are happy. Despite the challenges of growing older, Canadian seniors report higher levels of life satisfaction than any other age group. What makes us happy? According to researchers, our social connections, maintaining autonomy, and living with a sense of purpose will contribute to the pep in our step. Number eight, the majority of seniors are city mice. Up to 75% of Canadians past retirement age live in bigger city centers. With the availability of transportation, health care, and ready-made community services, it's no wonder that seniors tend toward urban and suburban living. Number nine, seniors are not only receiving care, but giving it. Up to one-third of seniors are the primary caregiver for their spouse. 7%, or upwards of 60,000, look after an adult children, and 20% report providing care for grandchildren. Phew, I need a nap just thinking about it. Number 10, seniors are an increasingly diverse group. Not surprisingly, Canadian seniors reflect the changes in the population at large. There is increasing cultural diversity, and more seniors identify as belonging to the LGBTQ+ community. More inclusive health care, housing, and social support services tailored to the needs of diverse seniors groups is an important shift prompted by these changes. If you're thinking of making a move or just curious about your options, It helps to have someone who truly understands what matters to you. As a real estate agent who specializes in seniors' transitions with confidence and care, I'm here to make your next smart move as smooth, stress-free, and exciting as possible. At Smart Realty Solutions, we are just a phone call away. Call me, Sharon, at 416-460-5636 or visit our website at smartrealtysolutions.com. While you're there, check out the free downloadable resources for seniors wanting to find freedom from the work, worry, and expense of owning an oversized home. Well, that's it for me, Marilyn. My name is Sharon Parento, and these have been your Smart Realty Solutions for today.
And before you run away, Sharon, I want to thank you because you're dedicated to helping people go from the A to Z of downsizing. Anyone listening has any questions at all about decluttering, downsizing, moving, what your property's worth, Sharon Parento gives Smart Realty Solutions, and they're sincere and they're based on good experience. Her number, 416-460-5636. That's 416-460-5636. Sharon Parento, Smart Realty Solutions. Ask your questions and get solid answers. Thank you, Sharon. We'll speak soon.
Thanks, Marilyn.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And in honor of Find Your Inner Nerd Day, I want to share a story that reveals just how empowering fashion can be, not just for vanity, but as a way to express our true inner self. Our nerd, we could call it. Beth walked into my shop. She's in her early 30s, a healthcare professional. She'd spent most of her life wearing uniforms, first at a private school and then in her career dressed in medical greens. She looked at me and she said, "I've really never had to choose clothes, but now I want to develop a personal style, something that expresses who I am right now. I'm so used to just pulling something out and making do after I take off my uniform." It was an honest and courageous admission. We began with the most powerful tool for dressing well, a mirror. Together, we looked at Beth's reflection, and I saw a woman, a vibrant woman of color, 5'5", with sparkling black eyes and a welcoming smile, a tiny waist, and a curvaceous figure. And Beth looked at herself, and she laughed a little. And I believe that moment marked a turning point. I think she began to see herself as I described her to herself. A beautifully proportioned woman with warmth, intelligence, and style potential just waiting to bloom. We created a sleek, casual wardrobe, just 8 pieces of clothing that could give her up to 24 changes or more when she mixed and matched and layered the items. And they would suit every part of her life. A pair of black pants, a slim denim jean gave us the base. A black tank and double-breasted black blazer added polish. A denim jacket and a few fitted t-shirts in her favorite color that had playful necklines brought balance and fun. And then we added sparkly silver hoops, a pendant necklace with her initial B, and a stack of bracelets, and also a scarf and shawl that mixed and matched with our color story. Beth had told me that she loved sketching in nature and that her favorite colors were greens and golds and earthy reds. So to help her express her inner nerd, the t-shirts we chose reflected those colors and her love of the outdoors. The result? A wardrobe that flattered her figure, drew the eye to her head and shoulders so she could connect with others, and gave her a stylish, comfortable look that gave her choices for work, for leisure, and even for dressier occasions. But more importantly, it changed how Beth felt. She stood straighter. She smiled more. She began looking forward to getting dressed. And that's not just a side effect. It's science. A 2012 study coined the term enclothed cognition, and I've mentioned it before. It means what we wear affects not only how others see us, but how we see ourselves. When people wear clothes they associate with confidence, creativity, or professionalism, they tend to act more confidently, more creatively, and professionally. Another survey found that 67% of people feel more confident when wearing clothes they love. And over half said their outfit can affect their mood for an entire day. Beth isn't alone. By expanding her perspective and moving beyond her uniforms, she explored new possibilities for herself and expressed her nerdy voice, that part of her that was curious, creative, uniquely herself, and waiting to come out. Her visit with me was more than just a wardrobe doctor consultation and a shop for a few pieces of clothes. It became a bridge between who she had been and who she was becoming. She was looking within and letting herself find her inner nerd. And I get it. I've helped people do this all my life, helping them find and express what's hidden inside, things they may not know about themselves, just express it through what they wear. It's been my joy and passion. And I believe we could call it one of my nerdy traits. I just never have thought of it this way until today. The great Iris Apfel once said, "Fashion you can buy, but style you possess. The key to style is learning who you are, which takes years. There's no how-to roadmap to style. It's about self-expression and, above all, attitude." And Iris hit the nail on the head when she said that. So my wardrobe doctor tip for today is acknowledge that clothing matters, that it expresses your message to the world. And the best way to send that message? Look within. Find your inner nerd. Explore fashion as a buffet. Pick what flatters you best, what sparks joy, and what tells your story without saying a word. You'll create a powerful first impression in the blink of an eye, and you'll be inviting people into your world simply by what you wear. Beth's story is like one of many I share in my book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion. To order a signed copy, just call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. It's $20, and that'll include free shipping if you're local. In a moment, we'll hear from Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Before you can claim the new Canada Disability Benefit, you must first apply for the Disability Tax Credit. Does your medical condition make you eligible? We know the answer. Disability Tax Results. Here to help you get the tax credits you deserve. Call us for details. 519-265-3145.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Benefits of strength training. If you could do one thing to improve your health, strength training should be at the top of your list. It involves using one or more muscle groups to perform a specific task, such as lifting a weight or squatting. Due to the growing body of evidence supporting its many benefits, strength training has become a fundamental part of most exercise programs. If you're ever considered strength training, you may wonder how it will benefit for your life. Here are some benefits of strength training backed by science. Makes you stronger, burns calories efficiently, decreases abdominal fat, can help you appear leaner, decreases your risk of falls, lowers your risk of injury, improves heart health, helps manage your blood sugar levels, promotes greater mobility and flexibility, makes your bones stronger, improves your brain health. So call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, to try my online group training complimentary for 2 weeks and see if this is right for you.
I lost track of all the benefits of strength training. If you're interested in taking charge of your health, give Christine a call at 416-809-4084 and try her 2 weeks for free. You can't go wrong. That's 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. I recently received a call from a show caller named Jade. Jade is in her mid-60s and is in good health. Jade took a long time to have the courage to call us to book a Forever Home safety check. As she explained to me, as a regular listener of the show, she was reluctant to call because she doesn't know how to cope with the reality of aging and doesn't want her home to look clinical or like a retirement home. After listening to GTA segments for years, Jade found a relatable story and said that it was time to be proactive and turn her narrow and outdated bathroom into a luxury accessible bathroom that she can use for years to come. One of the most grueling and intimidating processes about renovation is choosing finishes. Jade put us to the test as she heard me speak about going from store to store to help select tile, plumbing fixtures, and whatever else was needed. I'm happy to report we passed the test. I met Jade at our tile supplier, and what she was most impressed with was we actually showed up on time. In doing this, we make it a memorable experience for our clients, something that many contractors won't take the time to do. But we like to make it a personal experience and one that has a lasting impression. Something just as important as the finishes is the countless hours designing the space and trying to think of everything possible to future-proof the bathroom for many years to come. GTA came up with a design that was both functional and practical. This included taking the closet space to really open up the bathroom, creating a gorgeous, barrier-free, curbless shower that was tiled from floor to ceiling. We also installed heated flooring for our cold winters so your feet can stay warm and toasty, a comfort height toilet with a bidet toilet seat, and bright LED mirrors, which can also be used as nightlights. This project took us 2.5 weeks to complete, and that it goes that quickly because our team is punctual and we plan ahead. We also are on the job site every day until the job is complete, and that is music to a lot of our clients' ears. We treat your home like it's our own home. The end result is a very happy client, as Jade got everything she asked for, and being excited to show off her new bathroom to friends and family is exactly why we do what we do.
So, Daniel, we don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to hit you up for a show special.
For sure. So I want to offer the Forever Home Safety Check. I'll come to your home, and we can discuss your safety needs. I can give you a report, prices, and tell you what you're going to need to do. You can call me at 647-206-6409 for this free assessment.
A free Forever Home Safety Check. You can't go wrong. If you want updates and you want them accessible but not institutional looking and you want to do something once and have it done right, then remember Greater Toronto Accessibility, Daniel Wiskin, and take him up on his free offer, 647-206-6409. Thank you, Daniel, and we'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Before we wrap up today's show, I want to leave you with a little encouragement. If you've ever been curious about something, anything, and dove into it and learned about it just because it fascinated you, congratulations, you've already met your inner nerd. We all have one. It may not look like the classic movie stereotype with thick glasses and pocket protectors, but that insatiable curiosity, that desire to explore, understand, and grow, that's nerd energy. And here's the good news. We don't need to be born geniuses to let our inner nerd shine. We just need to give ourselves permission to pursue what is in our heart, what sparks us, mm-hmm. whether it's bugs or ballet, basketball stats or Baroque music or coding or calligraphy. When we follow our curiosity, when we open the door to discovering amazing things, when we widen our perspective, and most importantly, we enjoy it, that's what's important. We let our nerd out. A study from the University of California, Berkeley, found that curiosity activates the same pleasure centers in our brain as chocolate or a favorite song. Being a nerd, being curious, literally makes us feel good, maybe even great. According to the Pew Research, people who engage in long life learning and personal research, nerds, if you will, report higher levels of life satisfaction and well-being. So yes, knowledge is power, but it's also a pleasure. We need a pair of glasses to look smart? No. And they certainly won't make us more intelligent, for sure. But diving into a topic, exploring the unknown, that definitely will expand our mind, deepen our joy, and give our life a richer texture. And when we do that, when we proudly let our inner nerd take the lead, we're setting an example for our children, our grandchildren, our friends, and our peers. We're showing them that it's okay, actually more than okay, to care deeply about something, to follow our curiosity wherever it leads us, to think, to learn, to love it. It brings out and lets our nerd shine. I admit, I have several inner nerds. I love nature. I'm a tree hugger. I'm intrigued by the flora and fauna around us. A drive in the country that takes me past old barns and horses and goats makes my heart sing. I love things from the past, too. Artifacts crafted with care and love. Objects that tell me how others lived before me. That story is so warm to my heart. And if I'm honest, I'm a nerd about people. About how they think and feel and live their lives. I love helping others express what's inside them, what they've hidden or held back. You could call it helping them discover their inner nerd as well. In fact, I've been doing that my whole life. Through my career as Marilyn Weston, the wardrobe doctor, I've been helping people reflect who they truly are through what they wear, through what they see in their mirror. It's always been about more than just clothes. It's been about confidence, identity, and letting the inside of someone show on the outside so they can link and connect and be happier. As the saying goes, the more you know, the more you realize how much you don't know. And that's not discouraging. It's invigorating. It means there's always something more to explore. And no matter our age, our background, or education, it's never too late to rediscover our curiosity. If we've let it fade or let it get buried under our routines, it's still there. It's waiting. All we have to do is embrace it. There's no greater education than one that is self-driven. So if you're ready to spark that drive, know that you don't have to do it alone. Your From a Woman's Perspective team is here to answer your questions and share their knowledge. We're a phone call or an email away. You're welcome to visit my website, marilyns.ca. Click on the heading On Radio, and you'll find the full list of our sponsor expert team and their contact information. And if you prefer to speak to me in person, you're always welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. Perhaps today is the beginning of our journey of rediscovery, of learning, of joy, a joy that brings out our inner nerd and leads us to our best possible life. So until we speak again, next Saturday morning at 8 right here on Zoomer Radio. And please remember this, you don't have to travel far to find your inner nerd. It's within you, and it always has been. All you have to do is let your curiosity out and follow where it leads. Have a great day and a wonderful week. And go ahead, please find your inner nerd, because being a nerd isn't a bad thing. Try it and you'll like it, and you'll love what following your curiosity and passions will bring. Bye for now, until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.